Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance and you at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Our Astros won. But wait, we teased this. Let's get CJ in here first. Let's do, so CJ and Micah Parsons, for some reason, are they doing a regular podcast now, or is multiple times they're on together?
I don't know if it'll be throughout the season.
No, but, I don't co-sign that. You can't do that. We're not doing it during the season, CJ.
Well, I mean, it's
on Tuesdays. That's what Micah does.
We're not doing this anymore. Well, this is an off-season thing only.
Micah says a lot of things that he really should just keep to himself
You don't want to be mixed up with Micah Parsons in season.
No.
Outside the season, picking teams, talking about basketball, that's fine. But I have not given any permission to start doing this stuff during the season at all. I do not coach.
Excuse me?
He has not.
I don't give. For the city of
CJ
Houston.
CJ needs.
I speak for the city of Houston. We're not. We're not for this in-season podcast stuff.
Do you?
With Micah.
I don't think you speak for the city. I don't think you've reached the level where you can say you do that. Cal throws up the H2. Doesn't mean he speaks for the city.
Do you see what's going on right now? I'm putting up one of my H's.
Well,
now I speak for the city.
So they've been doing a lot of stuff together, getting to know each other really kind of well, actually. And now they're starting to throw
good.
Shots.
It's dumb guy, smart guy.
Yeah.
They both have kind of like one guy says the reckless stuff and the other guy puts them in check.
So when they were both asked about playing in the NBA and how many points they would score, what you're going to hear first, you're going to hear, I believe, you're going to hear Micah Parsons saying that he would average a lot and CJ being a lot more realistic.
How much would each of you guys score in an NBA game?
I'm averaging 20. Boy, I would say I would be lucky to hit a three or two.
I'm realistic,
he calls himself
fam.
A shooter.
He's a cowboy.
He's a cowboy. He's nationally
So Micah said he would average 20.
It's
more a video thing. You watch CJ's face and he's incredulous.
He
starts laughing.
What's
he
talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at the end he goes, he's a cowboy. He's naturally delusional.
So yeah. And CJ said, I'd be lucky if I get a three or a two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And CJ is a good player. I mean, we saw that in a celebrity game.
And yeah, he was a good high school basketball player.
Yeah.
He hit a game winner over Jaime Jaquez when they played. I don't know if they're rivals, but they played a game against each other in high school.
Is he right that you're naturally delusional if you're a Cowboy or a Cowboy fan?
Do they draft naturally delusional players, or when they get there, do they become?
They get become because it's so overhyped.
But what if you're both? What if it can be both, too, though?
What do you mean?
Well, like, Micah already was extra.
Yeah, he's extra.
We knew that.
Yeah.
We knew that going in. Mike is exactly who we thought he was going to be going in. He's an alpha, alpha, alpha.
Yes,
he's an amazing football player. He's the guy who's going to be the loudest guy in the room. He legitimately probably believes he would score 20 a game. And my quarterback says, nah, I get two or three.
I might make a two or a three.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
He knows, like, he's a good basketball player, but he has respect for the other. Micah just naturally has no respect for anybody. Like, yeah,
I'm great.
Probably asked Mike, what could you, if you spent 2 years playing golf, what could you shoot? Like, I don't know, 68, 69? No, you couldn't.
Yeah.
You wouldn't break 80.
No.
If you spent 2 years playing golf. It takes time. You know, I hate when people don't have respect for the incredible feats and features of other people. It's hard to do the stuff that different people do, different sports do. You know, I can see, and some people will say, well, you say you could do stuff all the time. Yeah, I think I could, but I don't think most people could because you got to be willing to work at it like I'm willing to work at it. I work at two jobs at the same time. I have a work ethic that's incredible. So I think that's something you have to factor in. It was Micah Parsons going to work as
and
hard
humble,
as me?
And humble, too. Mm-hmm. Great work ethic and humble.
And humble, yeah.
Well, I'm just telling
you. Humility is not your strong
Never
suit.
Toots his own horn.
Yeah. I mean, you know how hard it is to sit in a chair for like 12 straight hours? It's hard.
That is. No, that's hard. There's no question.
Well, the peak of laziness. You can't even get up.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to be that lazy.
I got up just fine when that food came yesterday.
Yeah, I bet.
How was that food?
It was great.
Good. Really good.
The taquitos are great. They had brought in. They brought so
Bacon
much
wrapped
food.
Bacon shrimp. They brought in a ton of
had
food.
Like a gal, 2 gallons of margarita?
2 gallons of margaritas, Campuchana. Yeah. I got into it. I broke into that margarita. And then our girl Charlotte, she goes, don't mind me. She's I'm the only one walking out. She's standing there by herself. Oh, she goes, don't
mind me. Our commercials are going to be all out of, how are they going to be? A little out of whack this week great. Now?
I don't know I how mean, she handles her
queso,
margaritas.
Campuchana. We had
enchiladas.
Guacamole. We had beef enchiladas. Beans,
it was a
rice,
spread,
bacon wrap,
man, from Highway
You see, that's how you do it. Only you do it at 9 a.m.
Well,
yeah, next time.
I would prefer.
What's the name of the?
Highway Cantina. They're our featured restaurant of the week. And speaking of that.
Food was really, I mean,
it was
food
great.
Was really good.
It was great. We're going to give away a $25 gift card at 8:15 to caller 5. Caller 5 at 8:15 wins a $25 gift certificate to or gift card to Highway Cantina. They brought great food yesterday. You'll enjoy it if you get the chance. Go over there in Edo before or after games. They'll get you squared away.
Yeah.
8:15, caller 5.
There you go. There you go. Looking at some questions back because, you know what? We talked in for months and months and months about the NFL draft. And just back for a second, okay, on some of the stuff. Your favorite prospect to team fit, Lance? Prospect to team fit. Who got a guy that's just perfect for their team?
Well, I actually...
And I'm going out on a limb here.
Okay.
Bo Nix.
Well, you are on a limb, but I think that's a pretty good... See, I think Bo Nix and JJ actually ended up in the perfect spots.
I think... And J.J. McCarthy, yeah.
I think J.J. McCarthy ended up in a great spot for him. And I think Bo Nix, it's not all the way there yet, but I think Sean Payton is the perfect head coach for him. If he's going to be an NFL player, it'll be at Denver. I would agree. I think Roma Dunze is uniquely suited for Chicago because he's coming in with Caleb. They really vibe together. They already like each other a lot. They're West Coast guy or Pac-12 guys. He's a ball winner, but he is also has a really, like, low-key, he's a fun player. Malik is a dog. And, and Marvin's kind of quiet and an introvert. Roma Dunze is hilarious. Have you ever said, hey, pull up, Dell, pull up.
Not as hilarious as Keon Coleman.
He's just South Louisiana hilarious, well, where he doesn't even know he's hilarious.
He don't even know he's funny.
Can you pull up All Souls Have Perished? Just type in, I want you guys to hear this because we heard it. Just type in Roma Dunze and Souls Have Perished. I want you to hear this. He's very smart. He's very funny and likable. So I think he and Caleb Williams, who has that kind of, you know, laid-back personality, I think they're going to work great together. They come in together, so you got the Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin type of vibe, you know, at the beginning of their career. And then on top of that, you add the fact that he is good at getting above the rim and winning contested catches. And I just think he's going to be a great addition for Chicago. I think that was a really... really good fit. I'm trying to look at other perfect fits. I think Byron Murphy in Seattle. He steps into a defensive line with Leonard Williams and Jerron Reed. And so now Byron Murphy gets to just play right there in the nose, and he's got two great. They're playing 3-4, so he's got two guys right next to him who are like Pro Bowl caliber players. So now his life is going to be. I mean, it's going to be good there in Seattle. I think that's a really, really good one. I thought Jared Verse really felt like a Wade Phillips pick. I know Wade's not with the Rams anymore, but when he got picked, because he's tough, he's explosive, like it felt like somebody Wade Phillips would have picked when he went to the Rams.
Dallas Turner to the Vikings. Good spot.
Yeah.
I mean, on that turf, they just lost to Neil Hunter, so he's going to be the guy.
Get off quick, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at
Grenard too, right?
Who's that?
They signed Grenard, right?
Yep.
Signed Grenard, so they got right off the bat, man. They got a couple guys that. I mean, Grenard needs to prove it a second year, and Dallas Turner, you know, he's probably whether he knows it or not, he's going to be compared to Will Anderson because he's coming out of Alabama, and people are probably subconsciously going to expect him to have a big year too. So there's some pressure on him. But yeah, I think those guys are good fits. I'm a little worried about Malik Nabers in New York because he's got the shaky quarterback situation. I would argue that the head coach situation may not be great if the quarterback situation isn't good. I don't know how long Daboll can last if he has a bad year this year. I don't know what's going to happen with their quarterback. And then, you know, that's a rough – you got to be able to handle the media being very – they're going to scrutinize you if you don't perform the way they think
should. It's not very unlike when Odell got there. Quarterback situation is shaky.
Right.
And you're in a big market. Of course, you can become a star there, too.
Yeah, you can become a star. Yeah. I mean, Odell became a star there.
Yeah.
Things were going good.
How many
over there.
Of these?
Joe Alt to the Chargers is really good, too.
Yeah.
With Jim Harbaugh, I mean, that's really
How
really
many
good.
Of these quarterbacks will be starting by midseason?
Let's see. Caleb, Jaden, by midseason. I think Drake May will.
I think Drake May will might even start the season.
I think,
Penix is the one that won't for sure.
Yeah, I mean, all five of them could be.
Five of the six.
There's just a chance that only four. Either Drake May or maybe J.J. McCarthy plays behind Darnold, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you kidding? Well, you know what that fan base would say?
Yeah. I mean, Bo Nix should probably.
Does Kevin O'Connell have to win soon?
Oh. No, I think when you get a quarterback, you're good. Although, when you get a quarterback, the clock ticks.
You can get your fire. Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have Roma Dunze? Here's Roma Dunze. He was asked, do you have Adele? Okay, hold on.
We'll play it on the other side.
I'll give you an example of this kid's personality.
Right.
He's really fun to talk to because he's a very normal guy.
All right, you know who else is fun to talk to? Doc Manavis. She's awesome. She really, really is, and she's going to help you out. She's really smart. She's Yale smart. That's smart. And she's got a process that is way better. I mean, I don't understand how doctors are still, in good conscience, how they're still performing surgery on an enlarged prostate. It's ridiculous. Because you don't have to go through that pain. It's basically painless. It's an IV. Yes, there is some process. You have to get an MRI. You have to make sure that it's not cancerous, but you have to get the ultrasound, the MRI. You have to make sure that everything is great. But it's just an IV. It's about 45 minutes. Then she'd like you to sit around for about a half an hour. That's a long lunch, and you're decreasing your prostate. Are you kidding me? When the other doctors are telling you that you need surgery to do that? No. No, 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 no. Do not do that. If you're looking for the best way, if you're going to the bathroom a lot, if you can't stop, all of these symptoms of you having an enlarged prostate, there's only one place to go if you do. All you have to do is go to 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
820 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros win last night. Victor Caratini, one of my people.
No, he's not.
He speaks
Spanish. Did you see the post game? He had the interpreter there. He
was
Spanish.
Speaking Italian.
He wasn't speaking Italian.
Spitalish. He speaks.
No.
Yes.
He's not one of your people. I knew you were gonna try to claim him. I thought you might have something, and then after I saw him speak, I'm like, oh, John doesn't get it.
She asked him in English and he answered in Spanish.
Yeah.
But I think that's because he's Italian. Yeah.
I didn't know that's how we got from point A to point C.
But he didn't even have to have the interpreter ask the question.
He understands that he just doesn't speak it as clean.
Yeah.
So he just used the interpreter.
That which is, I think, a sign. That he's probably Italian. So he came through with the biggest hit of the season last night. You can't lose that game. And Joe Espada, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are not big Joe Espada fans right now. Granted, I mean, they started the awful, awful, awful start. But I have not been, I have not been anti-Joe. I didn't like, I mean, dude, I know this. Dusty would, I don't even know that Dusty would have let Hunter Brown start the sixth. But after the triple, it would have been over for him. After the triple, it would have been over.
Oh, Dusty would let guys go too. Dusty would be slow to get guys up in a pin. Going into the sixth, you should have had somebody ready to roll.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, somebody should have been ready to
roll.
You
got more, way more, after the first inning, and he gave up the three spot. You got way more out of Hunter Brown than you could have possibly imagined. And you what? Listen, Dusty did do this. He wanted guys to leave the mound feeling good about themselves. Hunter Brown did not feel good about himself after that. You know, Dusty did do that. Dusty made sure, a lot of instances you were like, I totally disagree with you. There were a lot of instances that Dusty had a quick hook, a really quick hook. And with the younger guys, not Verlander, not Fromber, but the other guys didn't have any, they weren't staying in the game.
Right.
And Hunter Brown was one of those guys that needed a good outing, that needed some confidence.
Yeah, it would have been nice.
It would have been nice if he didn't. He gave up a six spot at the end when it was all said and done.
Yeah, it would have been nice for him to get out of there with three runs. Five innings, three runs would have been good. But even, you know, even if it was four runs and five and a third or five innings, four runs, it would have been better than what happened. It seems like we get there. Now, Hunter can have some really, really bad games, but it seems like we're doing this a lot with Hunter Brown, with Eric Geddy. Take away that inning and that inning, and it looks really good. Well, you mean like they got people out? Yeah, they're supposed to get guys out. But, I mean, I don't know. I kind of walk away feeling I shouldn't. It was six runs in five innings, but it's just weird. I remember Hunter Brown striking people out and getting people out, and I just thought, well, this feels like a – I put SOS in the first inning, same old stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, maybe it's – no, maybe not. He'd gotten 13 of 14 out in a row.
Well, I put out there first inning after the three-run shot. I said, are we sure that JP was the right guy to send down? And you know what? JP was actually probably a little bit better. Not much, but a little bit better than Hunter had been. But it turns out about where you landed in the rotation or whatever. Listen, Hunter Brown needs to clear his head. Hunter Brown needs – I don't know. Justin Verlander is right there. I know Miller and Murphy are there, but Justin Verlander is right there. That's your hero. Maybe Justin can help him straighten this out, but he is not good. This is not a starter for a team that's going to compete for a World Series. He's the next guy out. Javier comes back. Hunter Brown's got to go, right?
Yeah. He had a good outing with six runs and five innings.
Instead of Eric Geddy?
Well, I mean, both.
Well, no, there's only one Javier coming.
Hold on a second. Christian Javier, Fromber, Justin Verlander, Ronel Blanco. Is there somebody else?
Eric Geddy.
There's no one else?
No, that's it. Unless you bring J.P. France back.
Hold on, let me think again. Javier, okay, Verlander, Fromber, Javier.
Ronel.
Ronel Blanco, and somebody. Where's Urquidy?
Urquidy is not here yet. He's not now.
Is he thrown off a mound yet, or has he played any catch?
He's not playing catch. He's just hanging out.
Where's Garcia? How's Garcia doing?
Yeah, it's not.
McCullers?
McCullers is...
Is he getting close?
Not coming. He's not walking through that door anytime soon.
What about...
Boy, this is...
Is Charlie Morton on the team?
He was
dealing. I think, is there anyone else?
Man, this is so amazing, guys. Abreu's DFA'd, J.P. France's DFA'd, Hunter Brown's got to be DFA'd.
Well, there's a difference between optioning and when you send them to the minors and DFA'ing, where basically their career's over.
Well, yeah, whatever. Same thing.
No, it's actually
designated
for assignment is not the same as you got options on them.
Designated for assignment. He's assigned to the Sugarland Skeeters. No. That's what DFA is.
DFA is you have no options left. You're like, well.
No, he's designated for assignment. You DFA'd him. Well, you
didn't DFA him. That's different. You sent him down. You can bring him back up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And bring him back up.
DFA is basically if you get DFA'd, you're done. as well,
no,
a major
if you're
leaguer.
A veteran, you're yeah. done. But if you still got but you these, still got options, that's yeah. what you call it.
Yeah, you call it options.
Yeah, you
not
option
DFA.
Them to you option them to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. You don't designate them for assignment.
Well, here's the deal is JP France might be back up if Javier comes up and you option Hunter Brown. Then Eric Getty is still struggling.
Four-man
maybe
rotation.
Maybe you're no.
We're
they
going
want
to the four-man
man rotation.
We're going to the four-man.
We're not doing. Maybe you bring JP back. We'll
this
see.
Idea of a six-man rotation so you can get worse starters in is the worst idea in the world. We need a six-man rotation so bad pitchers pitch more.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yep. All right. Let's get Chris in here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hashtag free Rahizi. Hey, Lance, what do you think about Kenny Powers going to the Jets, man? How do you think about that?
Kenny Powers. Who is Kenny Powers again?
Danny McBride's character from Eastbound and Down.
No, we know that.
I know that, but...
What?
Is there a player who looks like Kenny Powers?
Yeah, no, he's referring to that. Let me check. And I know, he's called him before, and he said something about Kenny Powers before, too. Let me see who the Jets drafted. Who he's referring to as
Kenny or a free Powers. Agent? Or is it?
No, I don't think it was a free agent. Let's see the Jets. All right, let's see if I can figure out who Kenny Powers is. Should not be hard. Let's see. They drafted Braylon Allen, Jordan Travis, Isaiah Davis. No, I don't know. Olu Fashanu is how it's pronounced. Is not Malachi Corley's not. I don't know. I don't know who.
He may have just been talking about Kenny Powers. For whatever reason.
Is McBride, Danny McBride, a Jets
somebody,
fan?
There was somebody who reminds me of Kenny Powers in football, but I don't know.
Doesn't look like a Jet if I look at their draft class.
No, I don't see any Jets.
I don't think Quantez Stiggers reminds you of Kenny Powers.
You know his story? His dad, he was going to go play college at Lane College, and then his dad got in a really bad accident and died. The kid was super depressed, left college in 20, didn't play football in 21. In 22, I think he went and played somewhere.
Didn't he play in Canada?
For a little bit. In 23, he played in Canada. He was a Toronto Argonaut. And they allowed him to be drafted out of Toronto from the Toronto Argonauts because he had never played pro football. So they drafted him from the Toronto Argonauts. And he's a pretty good player. He got drafted in the fifth round, which is about where I'd go, where I thought he'd go, fifth or sixth. And He's a pretty good little player, Quantez Stiggers. He's got a really, really interesting backstory. You know, sad, but it's hard to get there.
Somebody tweeted me or us his name and said, be careful. Okay, be careful.
Just wait, Lance, when you have to break down the Noah kid. I mean, I can say it, but I don't want to.
No.
I can't.
It's his name.
I know.
We all
I'm
have
not
to be
saying
able to,
it. I don't want.
We all have to be
I don't
able
want
to say his name.
What if the Texans get him?
Well, then we'll be
I'm
saying it all
doing
the time.
A draft. I'm just going to say Noah the K word.
829 ESPN 97.5, 92.5. I'm talking about hoops right now. On the other side, let's talk a little hoops because ProDunk.com is the best way for your kid to start. Hey, you know what? You get your little girl in the driveway. She was watching Caitlin Clark, and she wants to play basketball, Dad. You get her out there shooting,
yeah.
shooting, right? I mean.
Hey, remember when everyone wanted the next Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
You
now we want the
dads,
next Caitlin Clark.
The dads thinking they were getting money. Did you see the money she got paid from Nike?
What? And you could, you know what? Just how about just paying for college?
That's an investment.
If your little girl can shoot, your guy, it's shooting is of. Now, anybody can shoot. Can they make them? That's the key. And if they've got a pro dunk and you are going to have your kids practicing.
Let them dunk. Don't let them bring. You always tell them to bring the goal down. Listen, you're not getting to college trying to dunk,
no.
Austin.
But you still can.
Aiden, get out there and shoot threes.
Well, when they're 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, they can't reach the 10-foot goal, so you lower it for them so that they get a good shooting eye.
Yeah,
and then as they get older, they raise the goal back up to 10, and they get a scholarship. You want your kid to have a scholarship or not? I'm not guaranteeing it. All I'm saying is you got a much better chance.
Pretty good chance they will if you get a pro dom.
It's better than without it.
Yes.
That's all I'll say. It's much better with than without. That's because you got the pro dunk, the best goal ever. ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm obviously doing some background checks on some of these stories. I'm News of the Weird right now. Dave and Buster's to allow customers to bet on arcade games. I want to go to Dave and Buster's now. We can gamble on the games right there.
Huh.
So can you watch two people play Tekken and gamble on who's going to win?
And bet on them.
Well, me and Uncle Freddy used to gamble on double drip.
Papa Shot?
No. We would gamble on what was the two where you had the two NBA Jam? So we would go after we worked at Papado. After our shift was over, me, him, and Harold would go over to like – there was a mason jar or something like that that had an NBA Jam in it, and we would go in there and we would gamble on, you know, you might get Olajuwon and Kenny Smith versus Chris Mullin and Mitch Richmond. So we would go gamble we'd gamble on video games. We just, you know, that's how the Arizona State basketball scandal back in the 90s, the point shaving scandal with Headache Smith. That all started because he was playing video games. They don't talk about it a lot in that 30 for 30 documentary, but he was playing video games against a guy who was kind of had a connection to the mob. And this guy would come into the dorm, play video games. I think they were playing Double Dribble and some stuff like that. He got into a hole, like $5,000, and this guy, Headache, told my friend G.J. Hunter the story because they played overseas together. And this guy connected him with the mob, like, hey, you don't have to pay this debt off if you. It was like, it's like right out of a bad, you know, ABC after school special. The player starts to shave points to take care of his gambling debt that he has from video games, and that's what it was. That's how he first got started shaving points, or he was supposed to be shaving points because it was to pay off a gambling debt that he had from video games.
That's what happens. Dorms.
So, yeah. Oh, gambling's been going on, but is Dave and Buster sanctioning it? Just going to have people dumping? Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better for kids to learn how to gamble early on
on
video games. Or you could be a really bad gambler. Learn and be a bad gambler.
Are they going to have a sports book?
See, this is what
hope
I don't
so.
Like. I used to go to the Buffalo, I guess at first it was Sports Palace, then Buffalo opened up his own place, Buffalo Jimmy. There would be guys in there playing pool. Mark Cavalier. I remember there was a game with Robert Hamburger. That was his real name, and I think it was Mark Cavalier. So in what's it called where you buy team? Where you buy like NCAA tournament teams?
Calcutta.
So you can do a Calcutta with players. They had a big tournament.
Yeah.
They would buy pool players.
Buying people is excellent.
But what happened was they had an issue with this, because Buffalo would tell me. I had no idea this would happen. If somebody was like Mark Cavalier, whoever the player would be, they would basically kind of do a secret deal where they would dump. They would dump to the other guy. Because the guy who was stake horse and the other guy in the Calcutta would give him a little, hey, here's $500. Yeah. Here's $500. Just dump this match. Mm-hmm. And they would dump matches. So you have to worry about people dumping games. You'd have to worry the same thing. If somebody's paying me, I'm dumping.
Yeah.
I'm going to dump my game.
Absolutely. I would have done that this weekend, but nobody was paying me. Okay. At the member guest at Highland Pines. Uh-huh. Instead, collected the cash. That's all. That's all we did.
Wait, you weren't gambling.
Yeah, you bet. You it's a Calcutta.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Do the police know about this?
Yeah, the police know. Yeah, the police know about a Calcutta at a private club. Yes, they know about it.
They know it's illegal.
They don't know.
Was there a rake?
No, it wasn't a rape.
If there was, that'd make it illegal.
It would be illegal. That's right. House, don't take my money. Don't take my cash. Okay. Anyway, I played.
I'm sorry. Keep talking. I got to go get a coat.
I know it's freezing in here. It is freezing in here. 713-780-3776 is the number. While he couldn't do that during a break, but
no, he decided. He was overcome by the cold.
It is cold.
I know.
It is cold.
I bring my jacket every day because I got to go in there from 10 to 12.
I'm Roughneck Johnny now.
Well, hey, update the logo. How about that?
Yeah, well, I'm not buying the new stuff.
Okay.
I'm not about that life.
All right.
Right now.
Sort of Roughneck Johnny.
Yeah. Jason, who listens to the show, I played golf with him yesterday at Highland Pines, as a matter of fact. He joined us out there. He was gonna play, and he X'd me. Is it X'ing? Is that what you're doing now? Is X'ing people? Posting.
Posting.
He posted, you know, hey, I'm going to go play. Well, we'll be there, too. You come play with us. That'll be awesome.
Is that the place that reminds you of Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where you're going next week, May 7th, though.
We'll see.
That's where you're going. We'll see.
No, I'm still in conversations with the people in charge.
There's no negotiations. Well,
I'm negotiating. You're not negotiating. It had nothing to do with you.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, Eric Layden will be here for the rest of the week, actually. The 7th, Monday and Tuesday. Lance is gone all week.
I'm here Monday.
Oh, you're here Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were gone all week.
I'm here Monday.
Okay, Tuesday we're out at Highland Pines.
Just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Why are you going to miss that show when you love going out to the golf courses?
I don't mind it.
All the shows to miss.
How far is it?
It's up in Porter. It's a little ways.
Friday we're going to the Woodlands. Yeah. So I'm going to the.
Actually, that's further than Porter. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to the Astros with my boys tomorrow. Not my the fellas, not my sons. So I'm going with the fellas, not to. Yeah, today's Wednesday. Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told my wife, I'm like, maybe I need to get a hotel out of the Woodlands so I don't have to wake up so early. You're not getting a hotel to go to. That's like 45 minutes away, right, for us
it's
driving?
It's a good 40.
Aw, 45 minutes?
Well, it's,
yeah.
You have to drive 45 minutes to work?
It's actually closer than Carlton Woods when we drove up there.
It is?
Yeah, it's closer.
How are you going to survive driving 45 minutes to work?
Well, that's also in the Woodlands, actually.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. But Carlton Woods.
I don't know. It's going to be hard.
Stop crying.
Yeah. How far do you drive from League City?
45. Oh,
he's
got to
drive. He's got to ride up to Porter now.
I need a hotel.
Does he really?
Room.
He does.
How long is your?
That's going to be.
Oh,
a ride.
You don't have to go, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, I.
Aw.
He goes, 45-minute
drive.
Every day it's a 45-minute drive.
Dude, you're gotten about an hour.
I don't
hour
care
drive.
About the drive, per se. It's all the work I have
oh,
to do.
Oh, no. We got to get this call in. It says McCullers and Dell.
Oh.
Lance McCullers and Dell. Dell.
Well, it's not a comparison. He wants to talk about McCullers and me.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I got you.
Well, I don't know what he wants to do.
What? Get Scott in here. Hey, Scott.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, yeah.
I would love to hear Lance say all the players' names now as Milo. I would like to tell y'all how much the show, what Dale brings to the show is awesome.
Oh.
And I would also like to know how many people don't know who the hell Lance McCullers is in the ATV commercials. They know Pena and they know Briggs. And how many people don't know who the other guy is?
If you just started watching baseball over the last 2 years, now you would know him from the World Series. I mean, he came back.
But I don't know. If I'm him, I saw the commercial, and actually, me and my wife were watching the game, and I'm like,
the
Lance
one in Spanish?
Needs, they need to take him out of these commercials.
The one in Spanish? The one they do in Spanish?
Yeah, no. He's sitting on the stairs or something, and he's looking all dapper. I mean, it was like...
Why do you want to pocket watch Lance McCullers?
I'm not pocket watching him. I'd like to watch Lance McCullers pitch sometime. That's what I'd like.
He's getting ready.
I'd rather watch him pitch than be on all these commercials.
Trust me, he wants to pitch.
Apparently, he's well enough to be in commercials.
Yeah. He doesn't have a broken back. He doesn't have a colostomy bag.
Oh, I knew.
He's just literally coming back from an arm injury.
He'll
be
really
back.
Like to see him pitch sometime as opposed to pitching products.
Now,
I'd like to see him pitch in baseball.
Did you see the one where they speak in Spanish? It's him. It's Bregman, him, and Jeremy Pena. Is it, couldn't we have actually had a real Spanish speaker in there, a native Spanish tongue in there? Like
Are we appropriating?
Well, I'm asking. Like Urquidy, because you know what? If you have somebody like sometime trans community gets mad if there's not a trans actor.
Right.
If there's an actor, a black actor, whatever, you know, if a character, we always hear about, hey, why didn't you actually get this kind of character right. for this kind of role? Why in a Spanish speaking do I not have?
Is this the equivalent of blackface?
Jose, I did not draw that distinction. I did not draw the parallel there necessarily. Okay. But I'm saying, where's Garcia in that commercial? Mm-hmm. Where's Urquidy
right.
in that commercial?
Look at his.
Where is Jordan in that? Does Jordan not like chips and hamburgers and hot dogs?
Yeah.
In Spanish.
It's so funny you asked, where's Garcia? Yannette Garcia just popped up and for whatever reason, Yannette Garcia is part of my now this. I don't know.
So I'll tell
I don't
you
know
why.
Why.
Well, John, it's because it's called an algorithm.
Well, no. And it's actually Clay Travis actually put it up.
You said, I don't know why this is in my, it's yours now.
No, it is. It's
Clay, the algorithm.
It's a Clay Travis trap is what it is.
The algorithm knows you.
It says, it's a Mexican trap. Weather girl celebrates a big day. No, it's actually
what's
Outkick.
Her big
it's
day?
On Outkick. I don't know. It's her birthday or something. I don't know.
You didn't read the story? You just looked at the pictures?
I never read the stories, Lance. Don't you know this from News of the Weird?
I do.
I never read the stories.
I do. Headlines and pictures. That's it.
That's it.
Headlines
I'm pretty
and pictures.
Simple in that
Headlines
way.
Headlines and pictures.
Time to talk. Oh, I'll tell you how. I am so
pissed. You see the Sydney Sweeney documentary is coming out?
No.
Are you going to watch it?
Documentary?
I was lying. I just want to see how easy he was the honey trap.
Okay.
He said yes.
Probably.
If I said, Sydney Sweeney's book is coming out, will you read it? No.
Is it a picture book?
It's a biopic. It's a not a biopic. It's a biography of Sydney Sweeney. You going to read that?
Yeah.
No. It's a picture book of Sydney Sweeney. You going to read that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That seems like it's something that's interesting. Wow. I'll tell you this. You know what else is interesting is have you gotten your property taxes yet? Oh my gosh. It's ridiculous how much more they're charging this year than they did last year. And it's illogical that your house in value would appraise for that much more. It's what the government does. They continue to do this to us. You have until May 15th to file a protest. Let Ownwell do it for you. Let Ownwell go and destroy the government. They do it all the time. They beat the government all the time. 86% of Ownwell's customers save on their property taxes. It's ridiculous what the government that says your house is worth. Let Ownwell protest it and fight it. An average saving of $1,148 for you. And that's a lot of money every year. Here's the deal, too. If you don't protest it, if you don't fight it, it's just going to grow. You let them do that. Then they're going to do it again next year and try to gouge you again next year. Don't let them do it. There's no upfront cost. Either you save or it's free. That's a guarantee. If you don't save, you don't pay. So there's nothing to lose here. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get La Raza in here, and then I've got something interesting to do with the Texans and fantasy football. Let's get La Raza in here, though, first. ¿Qué pasó? La Raza. ¿Qué pasó, mi hijo?
Hello?
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 Hello, you're on.
I think the picture is coming from
right.
You heard from
right. Word on the streets is we got a picture.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Buenos dias, gentlemen. Como están?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Sorry. So, you guys were talking about, like, how people get offended and about, like, the line culture. I think they did a skit on Saturday Night Live with, what's his name? The one that's in Barbie.
Ryan Gosling
did a Cuban accent.
Yeah, I saw it on Saturday Night Live. Man.
Yeah, I mean, like, hey, oh, chico, get by, oh, chico. Like, once you date a Cuban woman, you become Cuban yourself. Like, what? Like, that's hilarious stuff. And then Kick, I think Kenyan plays a black Dominican. And that's pretty funny because even Dominicans don't even say they're black. There's a comedian named Garvey who says, hey, I don't know why Dominicans say they're not black. Hey, I know black. I'm Dominican, baby. You see what I mean? We don't find that funny. We don't find that offensive. We find that funny, bro. That's hilarious.
And you know what's funny is Jose Lima once told us, Jose Lima was Dominican.
Oh, in West Virginia?
And he goes, I was in West Virginia. I was the only black guy. And we said,
You're not black.
And John goes, you're not black, Lima. In West Virginia? I'm big time black.
Yeah.
Hey, but I had a question though, like, real on the NFL draft. Lance, I don't know what round.
I don't believe that you have a real. I don't believe you have a real question.
Okay. Yes, he does.
I'm being serious.
Okay.
I'm being serious. On one of the drafts, I don't know what they were. Somebody had to like somebody, but why do you have to talk about like the past about domestic violence? Like this man has survived physical sexual abuse or has gone through like you know like his dad abandoned him at the age of 3. Why do you have to bring up these negative like things? I'm like, this guy, we don't want to hear these things about these gentlemen. Like, you know, and like, oh, my God, his mom used bleach on his eyes or, you know, he came adversity or whatever. I'm like, oh, this, why do they have to be so hard on these guys like that, man? Like, we have these dark hats, dude. What the hell?
That is true.
I didn't hear any stories about somebody's mom
bleach on his eyes.
I didn't see that. ESPN did take a lot of heat a few years back for T. Higgins. Well, I'm not watching any of their broadcasts. I don't know if they still do it. I doubt it's that bad because they took so much heat for saying that T. Higgins' mom was in prison.
He was getting on everybody. Oh, this kid's a good kid. You guys got to bring up he's a bad or whatever.
But I don't know where those reports even were. I don't even know what he's talking about. Maybe on draft. I guess Ian Rappaport said this was one of the reasons he might be falling in the draft. But I don't know. Did the draft have any stories like that about the adversity that somebody had overcome with their parents?
But even you earlier, Valdarius. Well, I heard he's kind of a turd. What?
Yeah, I'm just saying that
that's ugly.
In passing here that I was asked, like, why would he have fallen? And that's why. But he's talking about when they said T. Higgins' mom, you know, his mom is in prison. She was selling drugs and he had to grow up on his own and blah, blah, blah.
Well, it tells you about character, though.
Yeah, but you're also putting family business out that is embarrassing to the kid. Like, a lot of people really didn't like that. And I know ESPN's intention, and it was T. Higgins. That was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Their intention was, hey, we're trying to show this is a good thing. We're talking about him overcoming adversity. But they're not thinking that that's an embarrassing thing for the kid, potentially.
Yeah.
That's unless he talks about this all the time, then you're bringing a story out that may be very embarrassing to him. Maybe he doesn't want you talking about it. The internet really was pissed. A lot of people were really pissed with ESPN for doing that. And that's La Raza's talking about that kind of stuff. I think there's overcoming adversity stories you can tell. And some guys wear it as a badge of honor. So if they're publicly talking about it, then it's fair game. But he may have just wanted to say somebody had bleach in their eyes.
I mean,
there's a chance that he just wanted to take an older
story. No, I think he just
made
that up on the fly.
Why do y'all need to put bleach in their eyes? That would burn if you had bleach.
He kind of made that up on the fly because he was like, he was just trying to think of some instances.
Right.
Bleach in the eyes, is if you overcome that,
too much.
Your mom did that to you? You overcame a lot.
Honestly, we should
talk
about that.
First of all, your mom didn't love you much. And secondly, what about your eyes?
Well, wait a minute. What if you, hold on a second. You ever heard of, did your mom ever wash your mouth out with soap?
No.
I didn't either. But
I got slapped quite often.
Well, I did know a babysitter one time who tried to wash a kid's mouth out with soap when I was little. So I know about that. So wash your mouth out with soap. We've heard about that, right, for saying stuff. maybe bleaching eyes is if you catch a kid watching porn or something like that. Or maybe they're looking at booty girls like you were looking at.
I wasn't looking at booty girls. I got Clay Travis assaulted my eyes.
Yeah, with who? Yannette, maybe.
With Yannette Garcia.
And maybe their computer, maybe a mom is, you know, she's trying to do her best. She's a single mom. She's got a kid that's rowdy. I mean, like a you. Like probably.
No, you don't put bleach in anyone's eyes. That blinds them.
But hold on.
It blinds them.
Let me just speak for the women who may put bleach in eyes.
No.
What women are those?
What women are?
The bleach eye people.
Arrest them.
I don't know.
Arrest them.
But maybe they see, maybe they're thinking, oh, this is
like. Do not even say that because.
You can't put soap in the eyes. Maybe.
No, you don't put bleach in anyone's eyes.
What about a drop?
They will be blind.
This cleanses your eyes from what you were looking at.
What happens
in Appalachian Mountains, probably.
Does it? What do moms do for dudes who snitch on their boys? Like, that? Aren't you watching Booty Girls on your laptop? What do moms do to those guys who snitch right on their boys?
Yeah, right.
No,
like
the moms
you.
Moms don't
like
even
you.
Think about that.
Yeah.
They
moms
should.
Don't think about it. They
no.
want to make sure their sons aren't looking
snitching.
At booty girls.
Yeah. Peanut butter in your eyes. That's what they should do.
Are you following Ice Spice on Instagram?
No.
Because she's a straight booty girl.
That's your
See,
girl,
that's
not
your
ours.
Girl.
It's not my girl.
You're obsessed with Ice Spice.
You're obsessed
girl.
With a couple women. You bring it, up all the
time.
She has
no talent.
All right.
No, she's the one.
This is a quick
she has
one
no talent.
Here.
She stinks.
And when we come back.
Like Joel
I saw
Reed.
A girl at the airport trying to look like Ice Spice. She literally had the same kind of wig. Like, why are you looking like Ice Spice? Pick somebody else.
No.
Now, Sexy Red also come out. She has no talent either.
So when we come back, real quick, a little fantasy football quiz for you on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about HRP. I'm talking about my peeps over there. I love Mike Holly and Chris and Robler, Mike and Plotkin and all the people over there. They're just – it's great. You will get to know them too. I've talked about this before, that it's locally owned and operated. It's not some gigantic company, national company, that puts its name on an admin company that is just, you're just a number. You're just a property. That's all you are, as opposed to a customized plan just for you that will perfectly fit your business, that is actually going to save you money because they are going to, obviously, they're in the payroll business. So they charge you for payroll, but you win on that one because if you try to do it yourself, it's more expensive. Second, they have the technology. It's second to none. The HR. They will do it better because you don't need an HR department. You have HRP. Third, they give you options on all of your benefits packages, whereas the other ones, the big admin companies, don't. They do all of that, and they make money on that. And HRP doesn't because they're not in the benefits package business. You're looking for the best way to get your payroll to your people along with HR. All you need to do is go to HRP.net. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.